is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the sky and see.
It's Try a Choir Week from the 17th to the 21st of February, and One Voice Choirs are throwing open their doors and encouraging people to come and try and do what you're hearing, which is being in a choir. And I'm joined now by Chris Blaine, founder, performer and manager for a big a cappella group that you're hearing right now called Suede, and he's also the National Choir Programs Director at One Voice Choirs. Chris, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks so much for having me and for making me get up and look at the sunrise. It's a beautiful thing.
You're very welcome. What a mean set of pipes you have. That sounds fantastic.
Oh, that was a ripper of a gig. That one was a stadium show in Korea. What? And if you look at the video, you'll notice we're wearing band merchandise T-shirts underneath our suits.
Oh.
And it's because we forgot our shirts while we were on tour. And my brother was so big that we actually had to cut the back of a small T-shirt into a smock so he could fit it in and put his suit jacket over the top.
Oh, man. Because when I picture a choir, I picture, you know, I picture the kind of robes that you would wear if you're in the back line of the choir in you know, sister act. What do people in choirs actually wear?
Oh, man. I mean, I come from that background. I was in the Australian Boys Choir, and I used to tour around the world in my blue robes with a white stole. Singing classical music. But wow. Choirs are, I don't know, it's a big term these days. It just means people getting together to have a bit of joy and sing some songs. And, you know, whether that's in a classical sense or a jazz sense or just that, you know, singing pop songs or a bit of karaoke, everything fits under that term.
Right. It's an umbrella term, basically. So, look, Chris, a lot of people are sitting here going, I reckon I can sing. I've heard myself in the shower. I can absolutely nail it. To those people, what is it like doing choir for the first time? Is it a scary experience for newcomers?
Look, I'd like to just reframe things, because if you're thinking about singing in terms of good and bad, you kind of got it wrong from the start.
Right.
Singing's like this tap you can turn on, and, you know, we've done the science on it. You know, if you sing, you get endorphins in your body. And if you sing together, you get oxytocin in your body, which is like, you know, that's the chemical that women get during breastfeeding or, you know, we get on Valentine's Day at certain special times. But it makes us feel connected and deeply human and connected to the people around us. So we've got this little tap that we can switch on anytime we want to feel joy and connection. And whether you're good at it or not, it doesn't make any difference to how you feel. So if there's people sitting there listening going, oh, I can't sing, it doesn't matter. I think that the feelings that people get at the end of a footy game when they're hugging their mates and shouting is probably the same feeling that we get when we're singing in five-part harmony.
Right.
So I just say to everyone, it's a really good, sustainable, easy way to meet people, have a great time, and it's sustainable. You don't have to wreck your body doing it. It doesn't make you tired. So that's my framing. I don't think you need to be good. I don't think you need to practice in the shower. I think you can just enjoy it.
Well, look, I celebrate that, but you did just kind of reference something I wanted to ask you about. So singing in the shower, I love it, but I also worry that bathroom acoustics aren't transferable. I worry that have any choirs ever tried to actually harness the acoustics of a bathroom and perform in a bathroom? Or, I mean, has that ever worked?
Look, I remember doing some rehearsals in a bathroom at the Melbourne Town Hall, and they got these spectacularly high ceilings and really hard surfaces. So you've got a reverb and a room kind of reverberation of 6 or 7 seconds. And it was stunning to sing in there. I think the issue is getting the audience in. You know, you could probably, at a pinch, maybe 3 or 4 per stall.
Or just one person having a really bad time.
Yeah, exactly. But no, whatever shower I'm in, I'm trying to figure out what the standing wave frequency is. Because if you get, there's one frequency that if you sing it, it's louder than all the other frequencies, and the whole room starts to feel like you're in the middle of that sound. So yeah, I think there's a lot to be gained for singing in the shower. And there's steam to warm up your voice, and which is a very healthy thing for your nasal passage in your throat.
Oh, okay. So it's sort of a holistic place to go. I mean, by the way, folks, I'm speaking with Chris Blaine, the National Choir Programs Manager with One Voice Choirs. Chris, how did you get into being in a choir? You mentioned sort of having a classical education in choiring, basically. Were you one of those schoolboys who wore the little cassock things? And have you, do you still have it? Do you still have the robes?
Thanks for letting me relive my trauma, Paul. to be honest, I was a very sporty kid. I was taller than everyone, and, you know, sport came really naturally to me, and that was the thing that I did.
Right.
Meanwhile, my two older brothers were both in the Australian Boys Choir, and by default and just by the convenience of having to drive us there on a Monday and Wednesday night, my parents signed me up as well. So choir was a bit of this kind of secret that I didn't tell anybody about at school. It was a thing that I did. I was probably getting my endorphins from sport, and choir was this, it was a bit scary, to be honest. It was a very serious choir. And I sort of stopped as soon as my voice changed. And, but by that time I'd got to tour, you know, the tour of the US, I'd got to tour all around Australia singing, and, you know, I rejected it in my life, but then when it came to being sort of 16 and wanted to play in bands and wanting to be in the school musicals and things, I just found myself equipped with all these skills that, you know, that really helped.
Right.
And, music kept drifting back into my life. So, I don't know, I did a cappella singing for a long time and traveled the world doing that, which was an amazing opportunity, which I certainly couldn't have done without those skills that were thrust upon me at an early age.
Well,
at this end of things, it's more just joy and connection. It's community. It's the people I see every week. It's the people I have cups of tea with and have a chat and catch up with. And that feels really important.
You are selling it, Chris. I'm in. But if I wanted to join a choir,
is it the cups of tea?
Look,
the cups of tea or the iced Vovo biscuit?
Oh,
what is it that lures you in?
Tea and biscuits, definitely. But I think what you're saying is the community aspect appeals to me a great deal. And I'm sure there are quite a few people who are curious about how they actually go about joining a choir. So how do people actually join a choir?
Look, there's so many choirs going on, particularly in Melbourne. Whichever area you're in, there's a lot going on. We've got a network of 25 With One Voice choirs around Australia. In most states, we don't have one in the territory yet. But if people want to go, we've just got this week is all about try a choir, bring a friend, try a choir. So, I don't know, Monday we've got choirs in Geelong, Mornington, Mount Druitt up in New South Wales, Perth over in Western Australia, Redfern in Sydney, St Kilda in Melbourne. But if people want to check it out, they can jump on Facebook and search for With One Voice. And there's a big list of when the choirs are on. I mean, the one difference about our choirs is that there's no auditions. Everyone's welcome. We have people from all walks of life, people with mobility issues, people with sight issues, people with hearing issues, people who can't afford other choirs. We sort of tailor our program because we want our choirs to be a slice of real life, and we want to accommodate everybody. We think everyone should sing. We think everyone should be connected to a community and be taken care of and loved in their community. So that's kind of the thrust of us. And we welcome everyone, even if it's just for one night, to come and have a try. Just come and have a sing and see what it's like.
Fantastic. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. And I'll see you at rehearsal.
Thanks so much for your time, Paul. I hope you have a great morning.
Thanks, bud. That was Chris Blaine, founder, performer and manager for a cappella group Suede. And he's also the National Choir Programs Manager with One Voice Choirs. I'm Paul Verhoeven, and I'm filling in for Brian Nankervis, and you're tuned to 774 ABC Radio Melbourne. And coming up...